The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning, 7:06. Surprise, surprise. Steph has another wedding to go to. I thought wedding season was over, but you have another one. Is it coming up this year or is it next year?
I have two weddings left this year.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah,
gosh. So you are getting ready, preparing for this wedding. When is it? Is it this month or next month?
I have one this month and I have one next month.
What is the one we're talking about, though?
The one we're talking about, let's just say it's this month.
Okay. Oh, boy. So you really got to get your ducks in a row,
yes,
so to speak.
Yes.
So you have this wedding coming up and you recently were having a conversation with the bride and she made an interesting request to you. What happened?
Yeah, we were just having a casual conversation, just catching up on stuff. And I was telling her my dilemma that I'm having with my dog Momo. And I have all of my sitters that I go through my rounds with are unfortunately unable to watch Momo during her wedding weekend. And I'm just like, hey, I'm going to have to bring Momo. We'll put him up in the hotel. But since the ceremony and the reception are so long together, I'm hoping that I can bring Momo just briefly. You know, the ceremony is about like 15, 20 minutes. If I could just bring him, have him sit on my lap. You know how he is. He's super well behaved. I know your dogs are going to be in your wedding. I know your mom's dogs are going to be in the wedding as well. It's going to be a dog kind of friendly wedding. It's going to be outdoors. Are you cool with that? It's just going to be super quick. And she goes, please, please don't bring him. So I'm trying to convince her. I'm like, hey, you know, Momo's so well behaved. He'll be in a little tux.
I love it.
A doggy tux or a doggy bow tie, so he's not taking too much attention. And she goes, no, I just don't want
him
there.
Wait, the tux will make him have more attention.
I know.
I'm sorry.
It
will have him more attention.
I'm trying to figure out how to convince her in a way where, like, she'll be okay with it. But she's just like, I'm sorry, no. So I'm still trying to convince her in a way. I'm taking a break from it, but I'm still trying to see how I can bring Momo to the wedding. And it's not going to be the whole time. It's just going to be the ceremony for a little bit.
She has dogs in the wedding too. You said the mom and her dogs are in the wedding?
Her dogs are in the wedding and her mom's dogs are in the wedding. They all know each other. Momo has played with them. So it would be as if, you know, it's like a little doggy reunion at the wedding.
Okay, what do you guys think? Do you think that she should continue to try to convince the bride to let her bring her dog to her wedding? There's dogs that are going to be there already, but do you think that she should just take no for the answer and find a different avenue to take care of Momo? Why not just... When I had dogs, if I couldn't find a dog sitter, we would take them to the vet and the vets, they would take care of them. Why not do that?
I've thought of that. I just don't feel comfortable with a vet or a boarding place. I'm not comfortable with some of the stories that I've heard. So unfortunately, that's not an option for us.
I got you on that one.
Yeah.
You guys are treating your dogs like they're royalty, as they should be.
Family.
They are. They're
family.
Hey, I had dogs too. I get it. But you don't trust a vet with your dog? It's a veterinarian.
Heck no.
They take care of your dog. What's wrong with you? Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. Steph got invited to a wedding. She has no one to take care of her dog, so she asked the bride if she can bring the dog with her. The bride said, please don't do it, but she still wants to try to convince her to do it. Catherine, good morning. What do you think?
Good morning. I'm team bring the dog. That is your family member. You can't leave them behind.
But the bride asked her not to do that.
That's like asking your child not to go to your spouse. You have to bring the dog.
Oh, my gosh. But the bride asked her not to do that.
There's dogs there.
But it's her wedding. If she says, hey, there's a limit of two guests on your thing, you're not going to say, well, can I just bring six? Because, you know, it's my family. I want to bring six. She's asking her nicely, like, hey, please don't bring your dog. You think that she should still go against her and bring it?
Yeah, she'll be so distracted by how happy she'll be. You know, she's in the vibe. She'll forget all about it.
Oh. Plus, Momo's a small lap dog. If Momo was a bigger dog that would be taking up a lot of space, taking up aisle space, I could see the argument there. But Momo is a lap dog, and I think it's different than bringing six guests because Momo's not eating food or drinking the wine or anything else. Momo's sitting on Steph's lap just for the reception, right?
Right, just for the reception, the ceremony. Quick little 15-minute ceremony.
But what does it matter? If the bride said no and it's her wedding, why do you get to dictate and go against what she says? Like, she's asking nicely, like, hey, could you please not do that? I just would prefer that. Why would you go against that?
Is she asking nicely?
No, she's not. She's actually telling, but I'm still trying to convince her. I'm just giving her some time. So I need some help to help convince her with the time I have.
I'm speechless. I literally am speechless. I can't believe that we're not just listening to the bride on her special day and you guys are making it about you and your dog when it should be about her. She's getting married.
It's like bringing a purse. Momo's so small.
It's not a purse. It's an animal.
I bet you if you wouldn't said anything.
Oh, my gosh.
If you didn't say anything, they wouldn't even notice.
I shouldn't have said anything.
You shouldn't have.
Darn it.
Oh, my gosh. The disrespect. The audacity.
We have lots of calls. You want to keep going with this?
Yeah,
the phones are lighting up.
What do you guys think? Maybe because I don't have dogs currently that I just am trying to respect the bride. But what do you guys think? 702-364-9400. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning. Should you be allowed to bring your dog to a wedding, even though the bride already asked you not to? Steph is dealing with this right now. Sherry, good morning. What do you think?
Oh, my gosh. Absolutely 100% no. It's Steph. I just got to tell you, it's not about you and Momo. It's about the bride and the groom and what their wishes are.
I understand. I'm just still trying to get some processing of how to convince the bride that I can. Or maybe I just hide the dog like JC says.
Oh,
maybe
my gosh.
No! She's telling you no!
Sherry, there's already dogs there at the wedding. Momo's a very, very small dog. No one's going to even see Momo. Momo is very quiet, too. Momo's not a yappy dog, either.
Not about that. The bride told her no, not to bring the dog.
I put on my wedding invitation, no children, please. And it ruffled some feathers, but thankfully no one brought their children. And that's just how I wanted it at my wedding, you know?
Exactly.
I respected that and did not bring any children.
You were the child.
I was.
Let's talk to Brittany. Hey, Brittany, good morning. What do you think?
Good morning. I think she should leave the dog at home. I think that it takes away from the bride, and it's the bride's day, and whatever the bride wants, it should be. And if the dog was so beloved, I think he would have been invited.
Oh, that hurts.
Brittany just got you.
Oh,
Brittany, that is a great point. Okay. I'll keep that into consideration.
I wonder if her dogs were like, do not invite Momo. Thank you, Brittany. Let's talk to Jessica. Jessica says, keep trying with your convincing.
Good morning. So as a single person myself, my dog is my baby. So I think that she should be able to bring him, and that I would say something about, like, the hotel will charge her a fee if the dog is barking, and she said that she's driving to this wedding or she's going to be in another place. Like, she doesn't necessarily trust another dog sitter that maybe, or hotel or vet for the dog to be at during the ceremony. And do what you have to do and beg for forgiveness later.
Oh, I like that. There's going to be kids at the wedding, too. I mean, I think the kids crying and screaming are going to overtake what the dog's Momo going to be there anyway. So.
Again, I just go back to the argument that she asked you not to do it. So, I mean, and if the dog is going to bark, then that would be an issue for the reception then, right?
I think for the barking, I mean, Momo is pretty good when we're with him. But when he's by himself, it's a different story.
So that it doesn't matter if it's the reception or the wedding itself, you know? He would bark either way if he's by himself.
I think by himself he would be barking, yes. But if he's with us, he would not be barking if he's around humans.
Maybe you guys should just not go to the wedding.
It's not for lack of trying, too, because you have no other options.
Yeah.
If she had options, she would have the dog stay behind. But you have no options. Tell her that. Listen, if you want me at the wedding, I got to bring Momo.
Oh, give her an ultimatum.
Yes.
You want me, you take Momo, and you take James, all of us.
Wow. I would be like, okay, sorry, we're going to miss you guys. If our dog sitter wasn't available, we just didn't go. We just didn't go. That was how it was for us. So I get not wanting to drop him off at like a kennel or something, but maybe this is one that you just skip. Send a nice gift and say, sorry, it's
get
not
a wedding
work
off.
Out.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Or you say, hey, I can't find a dog sitter. Here's the gift and see what she says.
Yeah. I mean, and I'm sure she'll understand if she has dogs too, but yeah, that's, I get it. They're your baby, so you want to take care of them, but at the same time, if they say no babies.
Yeah. Wish me luck. I'll keep you guys posted.
Please do. And let's do it. It's now time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.